Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Monday, November the 30th, the last day in this month. And my special guest today is Deborah St. Hilaire. She's going to talk about being a empowered diva. And what we can do to have better relationships with one another as women, how we can help each other, how we can embrace and love each other. And today is going to be very, very enlightening and very empowering. So, Deb, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. How are you?
I'm pretty good. My pleasure. I'm so happy that you asked me to be here.
Absolutely. And I was just on your show. It's been less than a week. It was, what, last Tuesday?
Yes, and that was so much fun.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Out there in Bay City. So I am about not even an hour from you. I'm near Swartz Creek, Michigan, and you're in Bay City. Downtown Bay City, and that's where your radio station is located, correct?
That's correct.
Over by the water.
Right. Yep, across
Bay
from the
City.
Library. It's a good, it's a really good location.
And I just became enlightened on why Bay City is called Bay City. You guys are surrounded by water. You have a lot of boats there. A lot of history with, tell us a little bit about the history there in Bay City.
Well, I've only been here for about 5 years, but it's a big shipping port, and there's still great big ships that come in and load up. I'm not even sure what they load up with, to tell you the truth, but they come right in out of open water into the bay and go back out again. So it's pretty fun watching them. And there's bunches of sailboats, and it's really a busy port still. So when shipping was the big industry, I imagine it was crazy.
Yeah, I hear that Bay City has a history for lumber. That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah. The lumber barons, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
And I guess they used to ship lumber all over the place, too. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I've only been there, like, when I came to be on your show, that was only, like, my second time coming there. I mean, it's funny.
you have to come back in the summer because that's when it's really nice.
Yeah, that was my first time. So, were you downtown during the fireworks? That was my very first time there last year. Actually, this year.
Yeah, the best fireworks I've ever seen are here in Bay City.
For the 4th of July,
Disneyland. Yep. Other than Disneyland, they're the best ones. Yeah, people come from all over the place.
Awesome, awesome. So is the sun out where you are? I know it's shining really bright out here where I am. I'm just
It was earlier this morning, but it's clouding up now.
Okay,
but that's okay. It's not very cold out. It's not bad at all.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So let's talk about being a diva, being an empowered diva. And can you share with us what led you on your path to start this whole evolution of diva, what do you call it?
Devolution. Yes.
Devolution.
I've been in business, for a long time, I was in corporate America for a long time, and then I was a realtor, and I've been in businesses that were predominantly women, and situations like I've always been very active in my local chambers of commerce, no matter where I've lived, and I saw women put down each other when the other one wasn't there, even though they were supposed to be friends. And I always in the back of my mind thought, why do we do that to each other? It's so terrible. And then, or they get jealous, like there's not enough room for everybody to be successful. They just small thinking like that. And then I've had several women in business and personal actually turn on me for no reason. Like they had nothing to gain by not being my friend anymore, by being mean. There was nothing, absolutely nothing that they had to gain. And they, of course, lost the friendship, which I could never understand why we do that to each other. So I wrote a book called The Devolution, called Devolution, Evolution and Revolution of the Diva. And it's all about women supporting each other, coming together and ridding yourself of your own insecurities and helping each other in any way possible. And, you know, I understand that some friendships are only in our lives for a little while. That's fine. But you can end friendships or just move on without drama. And we just need to be nicer to each other. So that's what led me on this path, and that's why I'm so passionate about it, because we as women are so nurturing, and we take time to nurture everybody else, and then we don't set time aside to nurture ourselves and our really important friendships. And that's how we get our energy back and not lose ourselves and stay grounded, and that's what the devolution is all about, helping each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I was so grateful to have met you at the Woman to Woman Expo down in Birch Run.
Yeah, that was fun. That was good that we met there.
That was a lot of fun, and I was actually there with a woman who I had met prior to coming there. I was actually there assisting her, helping her with her business. You know, I have my own business, but we need to help each other as women with each other's businesses. So she's actually my yoga teacher.
Ah.
And Julietta. Yeah, Julietta. And she's
perfect.
Right here based in Flint. She has a yoga studio, and it's the yoga that I did with her and helped her with that day was called Cradle Yoga. So right there, I mean,
That was cool.
Part of that sisterhood. And at that event, I met so many wonderful, wonderful women. Women who have families, women who have their own business and are really just living and thriving in their passion. And just so many women coming together and sharing that passion with each other and sharing that love. And like you were saying before, that's what it's all about. It's really just helping, assisting, and uplifting each other. And just to know that there's more than enough for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's more There's more than enough love. There's more than enough clients, customers. There's more than enough everything that we desire in our lives. And I think that's so important. So when I met you, I came up to the table, your booth that you had there, and I met Sandy and Deborah, the other Debbie first.
Right.
And Debbie was so sweet and warm and so welcoming. And I was telling her about what I do. You know, I was telling her I'm an author too. I was showing her my book and I was telling her about my radio show here, The Awakening with Katina Love. And she's like, oh, my God, you're doing the same thing my friend Debbie's doing. And she's like, you got to meet her.
Yeah, when I came back, they were all excited.
And I just think that is so beautiful, how the universe just knows how to align you with people who are on your path and doing the same thing that you're doing. So the whole empowerment thing with the women empowerment, I'm so totally for that. So grateful to have met you. Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about your radio show and the type of guests that you have come on?
Certainly. I try to do one live every other Monday at noon, And that one is called Diva Dialogue. And just kind of talk about the problems, some personal, some business, whatever information I get on Facebook and stuff that people want to talk about. That's usually what I talk about on that show. And sometimes I have a guest and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just take calls. But my show that you were on is the Devolution show, and that's the fun part of the Devolution. And we actually drink a bottle of wine, and the atmosphere that I'm trying to project onto you, onto the listeners, is one of camaraderie and sitting around with your girlfriends, having a glass of wine, talking about something relevant to our life. And it goes everywhere from starting a new business to writing a book to inspiration, which is what you and Christopher John spoke of. So we, you know, it's the whole spectrum. It's every part of your life is touched.
That is so awesome. And I felt the love and I felt the energy in that room today. It's amazing the things that can come together when you're in a room with like-minded people.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So that was
one of my favorite sayings that a divaism that I wrote is, when divas gather, good things happen. And
absolutely,
that's so true. And the definition of a diva is a woman that knows her strengths and her weaknesses and loves herself not in spite of them, but because of them.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely,
that's how we get empowered. And, you know, when you say that about energy, you know, when you really are in touch with who you are as a person and your authenticity resonates, those are the people that you attract. And that's why we met, you know, and that's why I have friends like Sandy and Debbie. It's because of that. So I'm so grateful to the universe for even guiding me to my authenticity. You know,
it's a total journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a total journey.
That's right.
And
sometimes you wonder why neck you're going through all the BS that you have to go through to get here, but and it's always happening. It's always going to happen. It's always you're growing and changing all the time, which means you're alive still.
Absolutely. Life is a journey, isn't it? There's no destination that we arrive to. It's just we just get better at it, right?
We
just get better at what
we
do.
Meet new people and leave ourselves open to miracles along the way.
Absolutely. You said it right there. You just summed it all up. Absolutely. Absolutely. So are you doing anything special for the holiday with the whole Devolution movement?
Well, we take on a couple projects during the holidays. One of them is a toy drive that we team up with these guys that have been doing it for years, and they're radio personalities, and they asked me to join them this year in the Devolution. And so we're doing that. We're collecting toys, and then we give them to the Eagles, and they give them out to, I guess, people all over the place that need them. I don't think it's only Bay City. I think it's all over this area of Michigan, this part of Michigan. So that's next weekend, actually, the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Oh, that's great. That's a really good cause. That's so awesome. Talk about giving back. Giving back to the community. That's really awesome.
Thank you. But I'll tell you, one of our biggest projects, and we love doing it, before Easter, we have a canned food drive. And we actually raise all this canned food, and then we go to the homeless shelter here in Bay City and make dinner on Easter, help make dinner. And that's our giving back event. It's really good.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome.
Thank you.
You know, I can't believe that Christmas is only like less than a month away. It's just amazing.
Yes.
I don't know where the
scary.
Time goes.
I know. And it's going to be a new year, which is even more interesting, 2016.
It's so exciting, too. It's so exciting.
Yep.
Looking forward to the new year, you know, when we make all of our New Year's resolutions and really put that best step forward to really improve who we are and to really go after our goals and to really, you know, step into that new person that we know that we can be. And I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to it. I've already started. Actually, I'm not going to wait till the new year. It's like a daily thing
for
me.
What are you going to do for the new year? What's one of your big
things? What am I going to do for the new year? I'm definitely going to allow more me time. I'm going to allow more time for prayer and meditation. As you know, I'm really big on that. As I stayed on your show, I think it's really important in this new year, us as women, that we really, really get in tune with ourselves and really, like, really just get to know who we really are. And that's really what I'm about. That's really what I'm about. Just really going within more, just rededicating myself to my prayer life and my meditation, and you know, just making sure I take care of me, take care of me. And really just encourage other women to do the same thing. So far, that's what I have going.
No, that's pretty good.
And and to also, you know, attend more networking events so that I can meet more like-minded women.
Great.
Because we are all in this together.
Yes.
It's all about support and encouraging each other.
Good. We have two big events. We have one in April and one in October. I hope that you'll be able to make it up for one of those.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any other events that you guys have coming up?
Well, we have an event called The New View of You. I think I told you a little bit about it. But last year we had it in October, and we had Diva Day in April, and we're kind of switching them around this year because a new view of you complements spring more.
Yes, absolutely.
And, yes, and we have three or four dynamic women speakers. It's an all-day event, and we have some movement that we do. We have a MMA expert come in and teach us a little bit of self-defense and get us up out of our seats. And we have a nice lunch. And we have a makeup artist and a photographer so that you come in feeling one way and looking one way, and you leave feeling and looking an entirely different way. So it's very...
Wow.
It's rich. It's empowering. It's a good event.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It's really
That's
fun.
That's great.
We had 25 people this year, and we really can't do that much more, but I'd like to grow it to about 40 and keep it there.
Yeah.
Because it keeps
it
intimate.
Absolutely. I will definitely assist you with marketing that for sure.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Good.
Absolutely. So how do women, business women, how would women connect with you and connect with the devolution, the whole evolution of that? How would, if someone wanted to be part of that, how would they go about doing it?
Contact me on Facebook. There's several Facebook pages, W4Divas.com, the Devolution Project, the Devolution Project on Facebook. Both of those are good ways, and you can kind of check out the Devolution Project and see if it is something that you want to get involved in. We do something for ourselves and something for our communities every quarter. So that's really fun. And,
awesome.
You can email me at deb@thedevolution.com. It's thedivalution.com. Or you can call me. And that's my cell number, 419-366-8091.
Yeah, you're really good with text messaging too. I notice when I text you, you respond within, you know, very timely. So,
you know why?
Thank you for that. Mhm.
Because I can't stand when someone takes forever. So I don't want to be that someone.
Right. I understand. And the W4Diva.com website. So that's W4Diva.com, right?
Divas.com.
Divas.com. Okay.
Right. And that's programming all for women, music and talk shows and just all stuff for women. It's fun. There's even a workout show that you can do.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a calendar on there that you can check where we're going to be and what shows are on, and yeah, it's fun.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about that one, the workout one?
Sure. There's a woman that owns a workout facility here in Bay City called Base Camp Fitness, and
mm-hmm.
she comes in and records a 30 to 40 minute show once a week, and then it plays on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:30 a.m. and Saturday at 9:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. So there's plenty of time to get a good workout in throughout comfort of your own home. And she's good.
Wow.
She's been an instructor for a long time. She explains it very well, and
mm-hmm.
she's good.
That's very exciting because
yeah,
I know
and every
for me,
six
I'm
weeks,
always
there's a
mm-hmm.
every
ahead.
6 weeks there's a fitness test, so you can actually measure your progress as well.
Wow, that is so cool!
Yeah. Thank you.
That's great because I was going to say that for me, I'm always looking for a new way to work out and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always looking for something new. I mean,
well,
I've done salsa.
Well, listen to hers.
Yeah, I've done salsa. I've done Zumba. I've done a little ballroom. I say dance. I mentioned dancing because I love to dance. I love to dance.
Yep.
And I think it's so important that when we do work out that we enjoy the type of exercise that we're doing.
Yes,
I agree. And when the weather is nice, I go outside and I go out in nature. You know, I run, I jog, I walk, I ride the bike, I hike. I do a little bit of mountain climbing depending on where I'm traveling to. And I just think it's so important that we do that because I'm really not a gym person. But if there's some type of aerobics class or something like that, I think that's perfect that she offers that. Now, do you know if she has a website if someone wanted to check her out?
It's Beth. I think her website is Beth, B-E-T-H-F-I-T, BethFit.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. I think that's great that we have options
mm-hmm.
what we choose to do to work out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
Or is there anything that you want to share? Is there any special quote that you have that you want to share to empower women, to just really encourage them to live the best version of who they are?
Well, the way we close our show is a good one. It's know who you are and what you believe. Wait a minute. That's how it ends. Who you are and what you believe, because you are the devolution. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because we can't take care of other people and nurture other people unless we take care of ourselves. And we need
Absolutely.
To replenish and depend on each other for things that we can't get anywhere else,
Mm-hmm.
we sisterhood is important, and we need to value it accordingly and nurture those friendships that we have and be kind and treat people the way that, that we want to be treated. And, you know, a smile is free, and there's an endless supply of them, and give them away all the time. That's
absolutely, absolutely
the best thing you can do. Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Deb, for being a guest on the show today, The Awakening of Katina Love. And thank you, audience, for listening and tuning in. I hope that this has been very uplifting and enlightening for you. So thank you very much for listening. Namaste.